Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I'd like to go into a little more detail about how to use the social networking sites I talked about yesterday, starting with Facebook. I came down a little hard on Facebook yesterday because, quite frankly, that site frustrates me sometimes. I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it. But that doesn't mean you will. And today, I'd like to talk about what's good about Facebook, because let's get real, that's where most everybody is. And to turn away from it completely could mean sacrificing a potential gold mine of visibility and sales. If you really don't know much about Facebook, let me explain. In the beginning, all you could do on Facebook was set up a personal profile. Your friends would send friend requests, you would approve them, and your circle of friends would grow. You would post status updates on what was going on in your life. Your friends would read them in the news feed and leave comments. Life was simple and swell. Then business owners realized they could reach a lot of people through Facebook, and so was born the business page. The business owner would set up a page with all their information, and he or she could post status updates as well, but there was one important difference. There was no unwieldy, time-consuming, and just plain unnecessary friend request process. Instead, you, as a fan of the business, could simply click like, and from then on, you would receive their promotional, yet hopefully personable, updates in your newsfeed. And with that, a line was drawn between business and personal life on Facebook. Now, you could receive news about Tom's latest historical fiction novel without actually knowing Tom. With a business page comes some pretty nifty features, including the ability to promote individual posts so that they reach more of your fans, as well as detailed statistics called insights on how many people you're reaching with your updates. And while you can't have more than 5,000 friends on your personal profile, a business page allows an unlimited number of people to click like. So what sort of updates can you post, and how often should you post? As far as what, really anything goes here. Just something that followers can check out and click the like button on in a short amount of time, remembering that attention spans on the internet are notoriously short. Post book recommendations, quotes, a thought of the day with a link to your Twitter page, a link for people to go buy your book, a video of an interesting interview. For maximum engagement and visibility on Facebook, you should post regularly and up to 3 times a day. And a quick word of caution before I leave you today. There are a lot of articles out there that encourage you to use your personal profile to promote your book and to forge relationships with fans, followers, and customers. Actually, they give some very convincing reasons why this is better than setting up a business page, and most of the points I actually agree with, including that you can consistently reach more of your fans with your updates, and it's a little bit more personable. However, there is one slight problem, and that is that it's against Facebook's terms of use to use a personal profile for commercial gain, and your account would be subject to deletion at any time. So, in the end, I wouldn't recommend doing it, but solely for that reason. Facebook can be a great way to get started because of its large user base and a platform you're probably already familiar with. You might have to end up spending a few dollars in order to reach all your fans, but if you can cultivate a loyal following on Facebook and keep them engaged, your book sales could make it well worth the time and money spent. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, check out my latest offering, the Total Author Package, which includes setup of your professional author website, plus 2 coaching sessions a month to help you write, publish, and sell your book in 12 months or less. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.